Hello, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Good morning, kings and priests of the Most High God. This is a beautiful midweek prayer over Tan Radio. And it's amazing. This is fire meeting and we're all connected over the radio. We're about to pray. Kings and priests of the Most High God, wherever you are, it's time to charge up yourself and pray and shake yourself and pick your holy body up and do exactly what the Spirit of God intended you to do before you step out. Start your day or as the time may be in your area. But before we do that, I want to thank all the kings and priests of the Most High God, amazing people who are following the counsel of the Holy Spirit by drinking water. Water is the wonderful food and the best food for the human body, and we cannot overemphasize on it. And I thank you for following the counsel of the Holy Spirit, and your health is springing forth, and you are an example to your generation. The number to send your very urgent prayer request to is 814-790-8731. You can send it as SMS or you can send it as a social network SMS using WhatsApp or King's Chat. You can use our Twitter ID as well at @tan_radio. The time has come for us to pray. We pray in the Spirit. Now, every Wednesday is a wonderful time for us to celebrate our faith and speak boldly. Boldly about what the Lord has done for us. No dream, no thoughts, no worries can replace your faith in God. Your faith is greater than the greatest doubt. Your faith is greater than any situation that you're going through right now. Kings and priests of the Most High God, pick yourself up and let's begin to pray. It's a wonderful day, mid-week. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sabjo me inkabak to me lengur du seker pakashan dana mana seker de parakasasia. Me da lo mama kaba shatava tema kupasha. Sab teba kola manashe. Me in boku tika tira varuma rante pok mushoulder bane makana mama sarabari. Me pa kola gredisha kilapak tama rupa kasarabari. Nasokera kashtasia. Mare makento kupako tendo brende conception say the glea kula pashate. Bora madane me ke sexus tuki bek menge pale granain shakalapata. Nazeket loco pakshustain the bredise ke lake a suction sanda bak mashalabaye. Mo kera the neko pusik she see la glengo bano makatama sexu seek a sak jones e bek mukoba de menema company. Balakau, she de berima katema kupere me kento roma masarabade. She de geri brando kalamama sate katika lebo se kashuhi la kalamama haya. Menga bakosho de beket leka tume rembrado gazuki shakana maman tape ko sobre ekila kasarabade. Menji kipek mojo gabek mojo la palaka satega digadiska kosko jugena maman kupak tama repaka sarabade. Ke karama majika te costo goba gajenka teko suki lecture kunju kanama mata reka tu seka sharabari. Na kapatesha go bala mama kamak mashindi puk mashinti puk majora mama kabaleva the vedevija mkmashana mahakaya. Akubak majinte puk mashinte puk masala matera gelika toko buk majundi kalume seda glakasara badeba kusharabari. Thank you, Father, for your presence. We give you praise. Ro brada la mak mashante bakosa de marema katama repatosa kepek mashadabadi. Eide bredek and zek and jugi big mashandama rama kapa sadabadi. Ko pek and ji kat nekesto jeka tenga tenga lida kuka marante ketuse keribaya. Ho la makapa shitadabadi. Bekiri bek monje ketenga lepo kus halama gendo bredise ket lectose ket likuze kesh to kila pikira badama shadabade. Mongla akisa kada bando bredise kashtongo bok muzora bak mashantama rapa seika. Moka bande bok muzukshin seira kela kesukshin soba rineka sika shalapataba seika. Mandeka tepuk mujure gebek mujure ba mara ma kaba jari pakta zakala kabak mashanda bara ma mare patation. ke karo voga baziki ji kalama ke the grandola mama sharabadi. It's a beautiful day, hallelujah. The presence of God is wonderful. His grace is amazing. Tare ke seka shoda manama kapa sarabadi. Geiro gradoze ketlenk zakosha ke ne mankratesa kapade bradoza kalapashkeda. Neita keisha keremendo brenda koloma denda pikisa keshtuki baruma man sharabadeka tuma marabadi. Noba kasheda. Made a bakatama lepa to beka short a menema kulama kama sarabadegiri. Lo pradeja ket leka to me rembe gejuke temo roma rama kama shalibodibo sacre de hekabaya. Ne momo koba shopa. Ne keda mamala bakoba kelividi visokolo baraya. Nengri di koloma koma mancheda kalubahaya. Ore me ke second jury kimana makama teba gulaba shade brother kemosoba. Ne show kalama ma sarabaya. He's working, he's working, he's working in me. Hallelujah. He's working, he's working, he's working in me. The power of the greater one. The Spirit of the Most High God is working, is working, is working in me. In my words, in my hands, in my feet, my blood, in my heart, in my bones, is working in me. The Spirit of the Most High God is working in me. Masevra. Nasada ma kepakte ma rederi sikla ukibosh anaman keparabe. Oh yes, he's working in me. Robra aktenje keleku sekuncho kena mamada bedeva suki pa shoulder buddy. It doesn't matter what situation it is. The Spirit of the Lord is working in me. Hallelujah. Meseki boba namese. Shekere meku paraman saramare geleku saraba. Marede zukibo joke lema brombe ket leka shok kapat nain de beregi ziki leke sopa. Joke meme ki paramate bok moshokede. Ita leke sojo zamate reki sa sube namahaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ronde bro doze kela me menche ketem bombo roma kapa sharabade. Beka bok moshanda bade bok mosantama rebra tala mama kapa shada. Mopeka dizo fereteze keleki shalama kama sapto bekenja kotloma kamari. Bikeva jove ki somendo brinde kele kesela branda la kama sheka puruma katebashe. Uza la maha seda katala mamida barubaseya. Nezari kubara namama shikasara. To hiki barama soja. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To resika rama siki barubaye si jaro. Mi pareza kisaro jara mahasareya. Shose grada baraba siki barumamaye. Ho sarama sarari brade siralumaya. O saramara mari ikradoze ke yebe yebu saramama yeba saraye. O saramama kapaye. Saurarama kipara maribaye. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. It's time to speak your faith. Wherever you are, kings and priests of the Most High God, speak your faith, your convictions. God's word in your heart. God's word in your mouth. Working wonders. Hallelujah. I am what God says I am. I refuse to fear. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to be poor. He has made me rich. I am fully supplied. I am fully supplied. My needs are met. I am contented with what I have. I live a life of satisfaction. Hallelujah. And I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. My heart is sold out for the King. There is no room for anything whatsoever to occupy my heart. No vacancy. No vacancy. I'm fully occupied by His presence, by His love, by His power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you, Father, for your presence. I'm walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells me and He guides me. The Holy Spirit leads me. I am not confused about my leading. I'm specific about my leading. The Holy Spirit fills me. The Holy Spirit is using me. Hallelujah. Greater is He that is in me is the Holy Spirit. The power that walks through me is the Holy Spirit. I see beyond my situation. I see beyond what my situation dictates to me. I'm favored. Hallelujah. I'm the favored one. I walk in favor. The life of God is at work in me. The life of God is at work in me. The life of God is at work in me. It is supernatural manifestation of the life of God. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. I can do the impossible by the power of the Holy Spirit. I refuse to be downcast, discouraged. I refuse to allow any situation, adverse situation, get the best of me. I walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. I and the Word of God are in amazing fellowship and union. We are one. I and the Word of God are one. The Word is walking in my body. The Word is walking in my blood. The Word is walking in my family. The Word is walking in my life. I am renewed in my thinking by the Word. I am aligned in my actions by the Word. I function in the wisdom of God by the Word. I'm made rich by the Word. I'm healed by the Word. I know who I am by the Word. I'm what God says I am. And His Word is working in me in the name of Jesus in every area of my life. I don't walk by what I feel. I walk by the Word of God and my faith on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm justified. I'm no longer condemned. Defeat and failure are the things of the past. I am one with Christ. Failure is not my portion. It's not my identity. I refuse to fail. I refuse to be reduced to my performance. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. My performance is accelerating according to the greater one that is in me, that is appropriated out by the wisdom of God. My words are anointed. My body is anointed. My thoughts are anointed. I'm sanctified by the Word of God. I'm separated from the world by the Word of God. I'm light in a dark world. I have made up my mind to shine. I'm shining in the dark. The life of God is exhibited out of me. My speech, my words are concentrated by the content and power of the Holy Spirit. I know who I am. I'm walking in the power of God. The life of God is working in me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beyond my age, my qualification, my talents, the power of the Holy Spirit is shining, is making waves with my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence. We give you praise. Amen and amen and amen. Now, welcome to the first day of August 2018. And I welcome all the kings and priests of the Most High God to a beautiful month, Arise and Shine. It's a wonderful word that the Lord has for you, that the Lord is giving you this morning. Arise and shine, for your light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon you. That's from the book of Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to be reading it in a moment. But saints, I have been pastoring over 10 years. And one thing that I have noticed, which I have also inquired and found out from many statistics of many pastors, and it was matching. Many believers do not have a problem believing God because they know He's Almighty, He's Alpha and Omega. He's omniscient, omnipotent, omniscient, and He is amazing. Every Monday when I read the Thanksgiving verse, I'm not just doing a routine, but I know that I'm making a confession and a lifetime commitment to voicing out that the mercies of God are new every morning and they are eternal and they never end. Now, one moment. Stay with me. When we read those verses, there's something that strikes me in verse 3. It says, God of gods. And so, believers do not have problem believing God because He's the God of gods. He's all-powerful. But what one thing I have come to notice over these 10 years of pastoring is that believers do have problems speaking their faith. Some of them think, especially from the background where they come from, most Christians, they are very used to the confession of sin and not confession of faith. When you talk about confession, they are very, very comfortable with confession of sin. Confession of faith, they are not very comfortable with it because they have the notion that it's over talking and it is overriding reality. That's exactly what it is. It overrides reality. Now listen to me. The Bible says in the book of Romans, it's 4:17, the Bible speaks about Abraham, that a father of many nations have I made you. Now when you read further in that verses, he says, and to God who calls those things that be not as though they were. The first one who confessed, the first one who spoke his faith was our Heavenly Father. And the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, be ye imitators of God as His dear children, walk in love. Now, the love walk is the ultimate, most important imitation we can do of God. But we can imitate other aspects of God. For example, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, He said, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. He said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we can imitate God in other areas. Now that is one of the greatest thought the Bible can give to human beings, that we can imitate the only true Almighty God. There is nothing to be compared to such revelation given to us by the Holy Spirit. Be ye imitators of God. We can imitate God. Amazing thought it is. So I can forgive like God. I can manifest love like God. I can walk in love like Jesus Christ. And the Bible says we should imitate God. An open license for divine behavior. An open license to participate in the divine life, in the divine experience, in the redemption story of the entire human race. I'm eternally grateful to God to be able to share it and to know the truth. Stay with me. Now, finally, I have come to see that believers don't speak their faith as much as they have their faith. And many from different backgrounds, you know, some come from a very religious background. And let us now boil down to the denomination and what effect it does in the faith of people. Now, most people exalt their denomination more than the life of God in them. Now, what this means is this. The training in the denomination, the rules and regulation in the denomination, and the characteristics in the denomination is stronger in them than the life of God and faith which God has given to them to use in life. The Bible talks about the just shall live by faith. The just shall not live by miracles. The just shall not live by prayer. The just shall live by faith. Now, having known this, that background of their denomination can be effective and affecting the faith of people, you've got to be very careful. Now, there are those Pentecostal people. I was born again in a Pentecostal background. I was raised in a Pentecostal background. There are those who are in the Pentecostal thinking that because they are in the Pentecostal wagon, in quote, that they are spiritual, that they are up to date, but that's not really the truth. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruit. And there are others who come from other backgrounds, for example, Orthodox Christians who do not really believe in speaking in tongues, who tried once or two times trying to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with a contradiction of their reasoning, logical reasoning. They could not accept it in their reasoning, but because they know and they see the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the lives of people, so they wanted it. Against their logical reasoning, they tried and made an attempt to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they failed several times. Their logical reasoning has kept them within the bounds of the characteristics of the denomination and the background which they are coming from. Finally, God wants each one of us to speak our faith more than we believe it. Your faith will be, you see, we can only believe once, and the believing can only be active once. You cannot believe twice. See, I'm saved and I believe that once, and it's active forever. Hallelujah. And I believe the same with you, kings and priests of the Most High God. However, speaking my faith should be more, not just once. I speak it in the morning, speak it in the afternoon, speak it in the evening. Understand this. I am not breeding hypocrites, people who just speak and have nothing to do with it in their thinking and in their relationships. We speak what we believe. The Bible says, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So now comes the verse for the month. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Chapter number 60, verse 1. It reads, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now, the word arise and shine is not something that God has done. The word arise and shine is something that is a command. It's like saying, get up and work. Get up and do this. Arise and shine is not something that God does. It's something that you do. But it's an instruction that he gave to you. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. In the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5, verse 14, the Bible says, You are the light of the world. A town, I'm reading the BBE translation, a town put on a hill may not be seen by all. A burning light is not put under, may be seen, pardon. A town put on a hill may be seen by all, pardon. Verse 15 says, And a burning light is not put under a vessel, but on its table, so that its rays may be shining on all who are in the house. Even so, let your light be shining before men, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, when we do things like non-religious campaign, like stop molestation, anti-suicide campaign, and we train people, and we minister to people in a non-religious way, our light shines before all men and they see the good work of the Father. When we minister to people in our prayer line, we don't ask them, are you saved or not? Only save people we want to pray for. Please, next. No, we don't do that. They may come with all sorts of things. I had a man visiting our church one time. And when he came, he had this, this dress of unbelieving priest. And he had this beads on his neck and these beards. And when I saw him, I knew my fellow brothers and sisters who were Pentecostal in their mind, they will have a very big shock, and they really did. And when he came into the church, he sat behind, and after the old service, we prayed and then many other things. And later on, he came forth to see me, and he had this stinking smell also. And later on, I got to know some other things about that. And he was asking me, he said, I came for help. I said, okay, how can I help you? He said, you are more powerful than me, and I wanted you to pray for my sister. I said, why do you think I'm more powerful than you? So he was explaining many things. I knew what he was talking about, but I just wanted the people around, and I wanted to decode it publicly, let people know what God of Gods means and what an ambassador and those who believe in the one who is God of Gods, what kind of size and what impact their words carry. After all said and done, we shook hands, and I remember I prayed for the sister, and that was the last time I saw him. Listen, your light can so shine that the Bible says in verse 3, book of Isaiah 60, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. As you meditate upon these two verses this month, may your light reveal the glory of God. May Gentiles come to the rising of your light. May you not embarrass them with your so-called spiritualism, which is supposed to help people, not embarrass people. May you be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus. This month, I pray that many in Love Embassy will arise and shine and enjoy what God has given to them, their rights and privileges in Christ Jesus, and all the beautiful things God has given to us. Every one of you will arise and shine. And like Agape always say, my dear wife, he said, this is the year where God will settle all his children. I say this to you, this month as you arise and shine, many things you've been waiting for the month, for the year, and for the quarter that has passed, and for probably some people from last year. I pray that you will see the manifestation of it this year in your life, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God listening right now, wherever they are and whosoever they are. Let your mighty hand rest upon them and let them be used this morning as your light and your power to reach out to a hurting world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sickness, every pain in their body, everything questioning them and making them feel so bad and so sad, and some are not able to speak, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, let my people go, you challenger. I speak to you, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Move your place immediately in the name of Jesus. You have no relationship with us. The life of God in us is greater than every power and greater than every pain, greater than everything you can ever put before God's people. Let it be freedom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The words that come out of their mouth, it's words of conviction, and they are speaking these words every day of their life. As they meditate on Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2, the hand of God rests upon them to cause them to shine. Where they failed, they will shine. Where they were doubted, they will shine. Where they were put down and spoken so badly about, they will shine again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of God rests upon God's people to do mighty things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This is the verse for the day, saints. It says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55 verse 22. This is all I can take this morning from the studio. I say to you, the power of God is upon your life, kings and priests of the Most High God. Come on. This is first day of August 2018, and God has empowered you with these words, stirred you up. You are ready to catch that challenge and break it down and make a testimony out of it. I will see you tomorrow. And before I go, I just want to say this. Those of you who have not received the flyers for Stop Molestation Campaign, ensure that you get the flyers and put it in the shops, put it in the mall, share it in the bus stop. It's a non-religious campaign. It's not a campaign that is run by religious people. In other words, it's not a religious campaign, okay? Even though we belong to the church and we do not conceal our identity whatsoever, but the campaign itself is not a church campaign. Thank you so much for taking part in Stop Molestation Campaign. I'll see you tomorrow. Arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. Here's a beautiful song for each one of you. It's titled I'm Supernatural by Frank Edwards. It's amazing. Listen to the lines of the song. Don't touch that dial. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Arise and shine, saints. There's room to me when I walk. The lens are falling in pleasing places. I'm getting stronger every day. I do not know what it means to fail. From glory to glory is my life. Supernatural, the things I do. Divinities are welcoming me. By the Holy Ghost, I'm unstoppable. And on fire, yes, I'm number one. Because I'm super natural. I go by the name Seed of Abraham, aka Limit Breaker. Situations tremble whenever I show up. He lives in me, he lives in me, he lives in me. So I can climb any mountain, do anything, cause Jesus lives in me. Supernatural, the things I do. Divinity is at work in me. Number one. Hey. Base. Now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kills.
grace.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.